Pediatricians are not just for children. They usually have to treat the child that's sick and the parents who are worried sick. But when the pediatrician is also the parent, it creates an awkward dilemma. That's something Howard Markel just discovered.
One Saturday afternoon, a few weeks ago, I couldn't figure out why our 5-month-old daughter, Bess, our first child, was so grumpy. It was not until the next morning that it finally occurred to me to take Bess's temperature. Within minutes, I understood her misery. The thermometer registered a whopping 102 degrees, which makes a baby feel downright awful. During my 14 years as a pediatrician, I've admitted dozens of feverish babies to the hospital, but at this moment, I declare to my wife in my most measured doctorly tone, nothing to worry about. Reassuring her and myself by noting that Bess's color and breathing were good, she continued to feed well, and we could console her with hugs. But I also know my hesitance to call the pediatrician had a lot to do with pride. After all, I'm a pretty good pediatrician. Surely I could handle the situation myself. Many medical colleagues tell me that when illness pops up in the middle of the night, they often play doctor with their own children. One colleague, a cardiologist, often boasts, "With all my medical training, surely I can figure out how to fix my kid's sore throat at 3 o'clock in the morning without calling in the cavalry." I had long vowed that I would never practice medicine on family members. In fact, I could regale you with stories where the child of a doctor received terrible medical care because of the strange twists of the term family practice. But suddenly, here I was, committing the same mistake. As I looked into Bess's eyes, I realized that this would not do at all. But my professional pride was still with me, and instead of bothering our regular pediatrician on a Sunday afternoon, I called my former professor of pediatrics, a dear friend whose medical judgment I respect more than any doctor I know. "Is Bess eating okay?" she asked. "Fine," I replied. "How's her color and breathing?" my teacher queried. "Perfect," I answered, as if I were still her faithful intern. "Well, let's wait and see how she does," my professor decreed. Happily, Bess soon turned the corner and was back to normal by the next day. There's an old saying that the attorney who represents himself in court has a fool for a client. I would argue that a similar adage be adopted among doctors. We cross the imaginary line between physician and civilian-ranked family member all the time. I must confess that it is easier to play the detached doctor with a family member than to be present for the much tougher role of loved one. This is a professional banana peel that many doctors slip on. And it raises the question, does my being a pediatrician make me less effective as a father when my baby is sick? To address this problem, my wife and I have made an ironclad agreement. The next time Bess gets sick, my wife will be responsible for calling our pediatrician for medical advice while I console the baby. And although Bess cannot yet voice her opinion, I have a strong suspicion she most heartily agrees.
Howard Markel is a pediatrician and a professor at the University of Michigan Medical School in Ann Arbor.